Welcome back to All of This Is Temporary. We've got the pink shirts on, the window's wide open, so the light's going to be funky, but we don't give a fuck about that. We're doing what we do, and we're not asking for apologies.
Well, you got to give a lady some warning. I would have pulled the wedgie out of my butt first.
And we're not offering apologies for any wedgie.
It's okay. I'm used falsification, to it.
Falsification. False report. Should we talk about the Iron Dome first?
Welcome to All of This Is Temporary with your hosts.
We're your hosts. I'm Melody Gates, and across from me is my co-host, Ray Stone.
Hey.
He's the best.
Oh, adjust your shorts, folks. You're about to get kicked in the pussy.
That's right. The special recording, this is Father's Day.
Yes. And what better way to celebrate Father's Day than to pick a fight with your man if he's not a dad? I think that's the best way.
Brought to you by Round One. It's round and round the mulberry bush, the monkey chip. Wait, no.
Those are prisoners.
Dancing around the prisoner yards. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Round and round and round we go. Oh, I'm a lesbian.
Ta-da.
Anyways, sorry.
Sorry. What, for what?
Oh, that's right. We're not saying sorry. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
We got to fill this hour. I mean, I think we're recording. The last time I thought we were recording, we weren't recording. But it looks like we are, but we might not be soon. So let's just keep doing it. I really think that the hat is such a great look because it totally blocks your face. You're not a part of the podcast at all. No one can see your eyes. It's so crazy to me that you wear hats during this. It's like,
well, I can take it off, but here's the problem. So we were on the bike last night.
Take it off. This is insane. God. You can't hide on a podcast. You're not. That's not how it works. God. Look at how beautiful you are.
I can't tell him what to do, but he can tell me what to do.
Look at how beautiful you are. Well, when I wear a hat, I wear it to where you can see my face.
But that one time I wore a hat and you said that's a great look.
It is a great look. Not for the podcast, though. At least if you wear it down and so you can't see your face.
Because my hair's all knotted.
Yeah. This is such a problem.
Is it better?
No, it's great. Yeah.
So yes, it's great.
No, it's great. It isn't not a problem. It's great.
It isn't not. So it is a problem. My face?
No. What? Well, welcome to the show. That was it. Brought to you by
Ray Stone.
Brought to you by Canceled. Brought to you by Fathers. You know what? Today's episode is brought to you by Fathers. We have the endorsement of all fathers today.
We do?
Yep.
All the pops.
It's their special day.
Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Days.
Happy Father's Days. We're going to help your father move. Couch. One couch today. That's his big gift. And you're going to buy him pizza.
Is that what we're...
You're going to help him move and buy him pizza on Father's Day. It's kind of like flip the script.
Well, I helped him move last Sunday.
Did he buy you pizza?
No, he bought me a Jersey Mike's sandwich.
The name of the company which you couldn't... You swore was Papa John's. Or whatever. Not Papa John's.
Jimmy John's. In my brain, they were the same place for like ever.
Papa John's, Jimmy John's.
In fact, it's been months now that I've been wondering how come they don't completely take down the Jimmy John's sign because I thought they had moved to the Jersey Mike's location.
Turns out it's just been a Jimmy John's, which is a completely different store whole time.
Yeah. Nobody cares about Jimmy John's.
Nobody gives.
They're all the fucking the same.
A shit. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm kind of excited. We've got some fun stuff. I don't really have anything for the TV. We're going to leave it black today.
Great. It's, you know, not my favorite color, but
happy Juneteenth. It is very exciting that Juneteenth is coming up. I'm hoping that when my alarm goes off today, I get signed up. For the day before Juneteenth, I am going to throw myself right under the bus. Maybe I'll actually make friends with Lamar by making fun of how bad it was that I tried to do racial material and it didn't work because it was bad.
Fuck Lamar. Let's do more black jokes just for Lamar. Let's just do all the jokes about Lamar and just, but you know,
okay,
assign them to the whole race.
I'm with you because he kind of has a Muppet laugh.
Oh, he does.
And it's, I think it's a forced annoying laugh. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how he actually laughs. No. In fact, maybe I should bring that up next time I'm on stage. I'd be like, everybody's so weird about Raven's laugh, but why is nobody talking about Lamar's?
No, you can't do that.
He already doesn't like me. What the fuck is the difference?
You can't.
I'll just start picking him apart.
Well, I'm saying you should pick him apart, but instead of saying his name, just make it about like all black people.
Oh, so I should be like, oh, happy belated Father's Day. Oh, wait, you don't care about that.
Yeah.
Yikes, that's racist.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of racism, I have found out that a new form of racism that I have. I don't think it's a thing.
Is
but
it the one that I do, which is I'm nicer to them?
No, I think different. Everybody does that. I found out
scared.
That I'm...
Turns out I'm scared.
I'm racist against accents. Not really against the people themselves.
Oh.
There are a lot of accents I don't like. Kind of makes my skin crawl. Uh-huh. Australian accent for a long time. I still am not crazy about it. Indian accent, I can't take it. It's so bad. And then the new one that has just come up is the British accent. The accent that I thought I liked. It now makes my skin crawl. And here's why. Because I work with a lot of British people.
Is it the can't educated it. One or is it the Cockney one? Do you know
it's
the difference?
It's the educated one that I don't like.
Oh, the very
it's
proper.
Very pretentious.
Proper English.
Makes me want to stab you in the eye.
Oh, yes.
I can't do it. No, I hate it. I like the cocky one. Like on, what's that movie about the diamond heist?
When a friend of yours dies, do you call it my ex-friend?
My dead friend.
My ex-friend, Chris, his now ex-wife. Was proper British. And I mean, it was like kind of lovely, but only because I didn't have to deal with it every day. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, lo, how to do. It's also, oh, lo, we go, do.
Oh, man.
Cockney's way more fun. Innoy. I don't even go to dying.
I love the Cockney accent. I don't like the proper British accent because it's so lovely and soft. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to like be aggressive. It makes me want to be Cockney when I hear that.
Now you know what it's like to be a man.
Oh, shit.
Why do you think we're so mean to women? They're lovely and soft. It just makes me want to be mean to them.
And it makes us want to be softer and more lovely.
Yeah, right. I'm just meek and meek. I can't believe I've forgot to. Oh, did I tell the Hitler fapping joke? I did the other night, right?
The Hitler fapping joke?
Hitler rubbing one out? I did, yeah.
Not on stage.
On stage with his hair fapping? Yes, I did.
Not the other night.
I meant
You've
to.
You told that joke.
No, I told you the premise of it. I could have swore. I'm going to have to ask Phil. We're going to have to ask Phil. We're going to go to the tape.
Let's call him right now. No, I don't think you told that joke the other night, but you did tell that joke, I think, last time we were there.
No. I or hadn't maybe. Told it. It was the other night. I hadn't thought of it. Hmm. I had forgot to tell it. Because remember, I did the magical thing about Hitler, which is a bumpy way to start a sentence.
Yeah. And then but then you were talking about how he was able to hypnotize a whole...
But then I softened it. I said, yeah, when I think of Hitler, I like to think of him masturbating. These little... Maybe I did forget.
I don't remember that. But like Phil and I were like, you know, making comments to each other, yeah, talking shit about you, you know, the whole time, so I didn't hear every joke.
I'm really excited about that night because
that was fun.
I got offered. This is a breaking news.
And how much were you offered?
It doesn't even matter. I was just offered to do 10 minutes and get paid to do a set. So I got to put together 10 minutes. In the meantime, I also just got signed up for the New Faces of Comedy, which they do at JP's Comedy Club, Stand Up Live, and the Tempe Improv. So I made my first contact. We'll be doing that at Desert Ridge on July 17th, which is very exciting. So for anybody who is listening, come check it out. Need you to buy some tickets. Put my name on and you'll get in for free, actually, is the deal. If you put Raymond Stone down, you get in for free, and then you got to buy some drinks and have a fun time.
So I got to come clean about something.
Oh, good. Let's do it on air.
So we...
You sabotaged it. It was... Turns out it's you running that, and it's not actually a show. You're just trying to make me feel good.
Oh, the cheers? No, I think I kind of sabotaged it for you, because she, before offering you the 10 minutes... She was fucking with you.
Yeah.
Before you came up to the stage.
I keep forgetting about this and then remembering that. What the fuck happened?
I think I'm partly responsible.
Because you signed me up.
Because I signed you up. So here's how it happened. I walked in and I'm looking for Sal. I don't see him. I can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. Also, like, you know, I didn't have my glasses on right away, but I don't see him and I don't see a sign up sheet. I see her and a couple of other people sitting at the table at the front, but I'm like, I've never seen them before. And so I go back and I get a beer and I start to play pool. And I'm like, but where's the fucking sign up sheet? It's 7:15. It's got to be, what the heck?
Did she not have a piece of paper in front of her?
So then I asked Justin, I was like, is there a sign up? And he's like, yeah. And he pointed to that table. I didn't look closely to that table because I was expecting Sal to be next to the sheet. Anyway, so I go up and I didn't say anything. I just grabbed the and I just signed you up. I didn't say anything to them, really. Because they were like in the middle of talking. I didn't really say anything. I didn't know that they were the hosts. So I was kind of rude.
Wow.
I was kind of rude. And I do that. And I don't mean to. It's only because I'm a little bit shy.
Uncomfortable.
I'm a little bit uncomfortable. And so I don't mean to be rude.
I'm so curious about this. Why didn't you say, hi, guys. Hey, I'd like to sign up my boyfriend. Is Sal here or is somebody running this? You just took the paper and put my name down.
Kind of.
And then did you say anything or just walk away?
So I was like, oh, I'm, you know, signing my boyfriend up. He'll be here in a minute.
So you did say something.
I did say that, okay. Yeah. But there was no like greeting or anything. It was kind of weird how I was acting.
Well,
and then
that's also their job, because when you walk up to the table, if they're the host, they're supposed to be the bigger person and say, hey, how you doing? Are you signing up?
Yeah, they didn't say any of that. So did you
walk up and just stand there for a second, or did you walk up and go right to the paper?
No, I said, hey, is this the sign-up sheet?
Uh-huh.
And they said, yes. And I said, oh, okay. And I started to write your name, and I saw them watching me. So I was like, oh, I'm just signing up my boyfriend, actually. He's going to be here in a minute.
Gotcha.
But I wrote down Ray Stone.
Good.
And then I walked away, and I was like, oh, shit, no, he goes by Raymond. So then I go back and I was like, I got to fix this. I said, he prefers to be called Raymond. And so I was like, I wrote Raymond on the paper.
What is wrong
with you? I don't
know.
I'm an idiot.
You make it sound like I beat you if you call me the wrong name. That makes me want to beat you. Fucking crazy. Never asking you for anything ever again. I appreciate it. You got me up on fourth, which was nice. That's the sweet spot. That's a home run spot.
It was either first or fourth. And I was like, he's not going to want to be first.
I actually don't mind. I don't mind going first. Mm-hmm. I've never done it before. So doing the cold open, being the first up, that's a hard position. It's something I need to. I mean, really, I honestly don't care. Just get me on stage.
What if I just wrote down Gay Stone instead of.
Yeah. I mean, that would be really weird. Is that funny?
No.
I know, yeah. I'm trying to think, is it funny? I don't know. My favorite thing that I said, though, was Garrett, the host of the Bridget's open mic, he told me that I look like if Steve-O had made better choices. And then I was like, that's pretty funny coming from Fire Marshal Jill, which, oh my God, I'm so happy because I forgot what I said he looks like. And then you were like, oh, he looks like you said Fire Marshal Bill. I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn him into a cross-dresser. That was a great little line.
Yeah. I like him. He's awkward.
He is awkward, yeah. I think that this is, I'm starting to find my comedy crew. And it's really the people that are just doing comedy around. I'm seeing the same faces. They're out there. They're doing new stuff. He has new stuff every time. And he like peppers in a couple of his normal jokes every time, which is what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Try some new stuff. Try some stuff that was working, but you're still, you know, you like it and trying to work it into the right thing. And then I think these guys are all building and we'll see them. The girl that was hosting, Kayla, I think is her name, which I can't remember. But she, I've seen her go up at Stir Crazy. And so she recognized me from that. And she goes,
oh, she did.
So, because I texted her. I said, here, let me get your contact and I'll text you. And I said, I texted her, Ray Stone. And she goes, oh, do you go by Ray? Oh. If you're going to cough, could you please go in the other room? What just happened?
That's my spit.
We're having a meltdown. Cough into the mic is best. Yeah.
I take a drink of my coffee.
We'll edit this out.
So then what did she say? Do you go by Ray Stone? And was she like, your girlfriend's a twat?
You were in the, actually you were in the process of being a twat right then too. Oh, let's talk about this.
Everyone is fine with Irish goodbyes except for you.
You were very awkward. You started awkward and you decided I'm going to finish it awkward. So let's recap this whole evening. You showed up, you went up and you signed me up. Then you came back and said, he beats me if I say the wrong name. Then as I was spending, I mean, I'm talking a maximum of 3 minutes, because she said, hey, come see me after the show and because I want to book you. So I'm doing the coolest thing that I've done in my whole comedy career. Meanwhile, you're outside hanging with my little brother because you guys came down to the show and you thought to yourself, oh, I'm done waiting for Ray now. 2 minutes is all he gets. I think I'll just leave without saying goodbye. And then you thought that was normal and that I wouldn't be like, what the fuck?
We were both going home.
Yeah, your brain was all fucked up that night. You were making awkward decisions. I don't know.
I was.
But yeah, baby, I still love you.
Good, because that's, you know, there's more where that came from.
There certainly seems to be plenty more where that came from.
But yeah, I will make a conscious decision next time I go to be more friendly.
Well, the next time we go, hopefully you are going to put your name on the list.
Well, I just
somewhere need, near my name on the
I
list.
I need to move my jokes. I need to make them into jokes, my ideas. All I just have premises.
You really should try it on stage. You might. Some people write on stage where you go up with an idea and you just kind of explore what's funny about it. I mean, I don't recommend it.
I don't think that's going to be good for me.
You're no Casey Rockets. Because that's what he does. He tries to riff all the time. And it's just like, okay, that didn't work. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, that didn't work. I'll pick up the mic.
I'll walk over here. I'll walk over there. I'll do a crab walk now. Okay.
Did you see the guy or was it at the open mic that I went to in Austin where one of the guys picked up the whole mic and mic stand and talked and just held it? And I noticed during the set that he's holding the mic stand and it's like a heavy bass. And then at one point, he goes, you ever blame your whole set on a malfunctioning mic stand? And it was like, oh, it became part of the joke. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun.
Nice.
Anyway, let's get off the comedy topic. I'm just excited because things are moving in the right direction. Got signed up for a brand new show and got offered a paid gig and challenged to do 10 minutes. I have to do 10 minutes, which I'm going to do my best to be prepared with 10 good minutes. Mm-hmm. I've got them. They're in there. I'll just go back and scour through all my old jokes and come up with 10 minutes of good jokes.
Yeah. You just can't tell any jokes about me.
I'm so happy. I think that for anybody, if you're ever going to try it, do recordings, record into your phone and listen back.
Yeah. Because, and then you'll hear how not funny you are.
Well, you'll hear something. You'll definitely hear like where more stuff can go. Like listening back, you go, oh, there's a tag in here that needs to be there. Oh, and I hear something that's missing. But also, you'll remember your jokes. Like, because 2 years ago, I wrote stuff that's still funny that I would still use, but I don't remember it because I'm working on all my new stuff. So it's like I can tap back into that. And when I need to build 10 minutes, go, oh, yeah, these jokes are good. Like, obviously, everybody's favorite carrots are baby food joke, which is everybody's favorite. So brought to you by Paralysis. That's what I've got written down. That's like the only note that I've got written down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of how you say the word paralysis.
paralysis. But I know what you're talking about.
You said you have midlife paralysis going on. Stop shaking that into the mic. What are you doing right now? You're out of your mind. All these people listening. We didn't talk about last week that I wanted to talk to Gerda Turdberger, sales to Israel.
Pearl, what are you doing?
Sales to Gaza.
How are you, Pearl?
In the middle of what we're okay.
I don't know. I was making a joke because I don't like this comparison that you make with Turdberger.
You know what's funny is I completely forgot that you look like her until you interrupted
God
me.
Damn it.
In mid topic of the podcast, by the way. This is what it looks like when you get past the honeymoon stage of the podcast. It's me going, what the fuck is she doing?
I'm listening.
So anyway, Pearl, what are you up to down there? You just hanging out, Pearl
Cat? What were you going to say about Turdberger?
Oh, I just, I love how fast she was exiled. She showed up. They told her, don't come here. She showed up. What's really funny about that is Israel knew they were about to attack Iran.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, right. And this is all like, so she's like, I'm going to sail down there in my frog's hat. Oh, let's do actually. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm going to sail down to the Israel in my frog's hat. That should solve the problem. She was asked on the news, what do you think of Donald Trump saying that you're an angry woman? So I Google immediately, Donald Trump says Gerda Turdberger is an angry woman.
That.
He didn't say that. He said, she's a very angry young person. She's a very angry person. He didn't say woman. But the news reports it to her. What's your response to Trump saying that you're an angry woman? And she goes, I think we need more of that in the world. We need more angry women. And it's like, that's your entire...
We need more Karens?
Persona. No. Yeah, that is what she said. And what's funny is that is her entire persona. Yes, I'm an angry Norwegian Sweden, and I think we should have a more angry Sweden maiden woman, okay?
The problem is, like, she's been formed like this since she was a child, and that's, this is who she is, and she's probably never going to change.
Maybe you could try to flip the flurbin.
You want me to talk like a burger?
Not to try to flip the flurbin. Here's how you start. You start by saying flip the flurbin, turd the flurbin.
Flip the flurbin, turd
the. Gerda Turdberger flurbin.
Gerda Turdberger burger.
I will Gerda Turdberger in my next set. In fact, I should try to put her into... That was a fun joke.
It was fun.
Did you guys see that Dirt the Dirt Dirt is back in the news? Am I saying her name right?
Third to Turdberger?
Gerda Turdberger.
Gerda Turdberger.
That should solve it. More angry white women.
As long as you say it like that, white.
But yeah, I guess last night the Iron Dome officially failed against incoming Iranian rockets. We don't usually do the news, but this is kind of a big deal.
Wait, so, you didn't tell me this.
Correct. I'm telling you now. So we all know Israel attacked Iran a couple days ago, and Iran retaliated as expected, and their missiles struck inside of Tel Aviv, which, I mean, it literally breached the Iron Dome defense system, which is rocket defense against other rockets, but...
Fucking TikTok.
They launched enough. What?
Well, it's the Chinese.
Huh?
I think the Chinese are behind it.
Behind Iran attacking Israel for attacking Iran? Okay.
No, Iran getting into Israel.
Yeah. The Chinese did it.
Yeah.
The Chinese on the other side of the world having very...
Allies.
Fucking Chinese.
I know. I mean, we can blame everything on them.
Out there raising their tariffs against the United States, which caused Israel to attack Gerda Turdberger. And so then Iran attacked Israel because of
how they treated
China sending Gerda.
No, but like for
is that how,
sure.
Is that
for
how
sure China is part of this.
Is that how information works inside of a woman's mind?
I'm just connecting the dots, looking at the bigger picture.
Kitty cat. It is wild, though, that a missile made it in. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
If you send enough missiles, the dome is going to fail.
So this last week, Israel attacked Iran, and then nobody talked about it. And then Iran attacked Israel, and so now people are talking about it.
No, I think everybody was reporting on the Israel.
I only heard you say it to me on the couch that one night.
And also, you don't look at the news.
I know, but when I'm scrolling through my YouTube feed, it didn't show up. I don't listen to those political people anymore. They just are so angry.
Well, I'm thinking it's probably your algorithm is why, because you have told it you don't want the news, and so it's not going to show you?
Well, it'll still show me the news people because I follow them. I'm getting a lot of like alcoholic stuff in my feed right now.
This is mixed information you're given.
Well, yeah, but they don't. It's not in the headlines.
Why the alcoholic? Is because are you trying to become an alcoholic?
No.
You thinking about it?
No, because I mean, because I didn't drink last week and I was interested to know like what happens in the body when you don't have a drink for like 24 hours and like 3 days and like, that kind of thing.
So you Googled, you YouTube searched it?
Yeah, so I can watch a video while I'm driving.
Huh. I think drinking and driving is actually safer than that. You heard it here first. Drink and drive. Don't watch videos. Don't search YouTube and take notes on stuff. Speaking of notes, what do you got in your notes this week? Anything cool?
Yeah. I had a thought today. I thought there's like a...
That's rare.
Have you ever heard of a shit shift?
What?
A shit shift?
Is it what you do on the toilet? Did you have this thought earlier and now it's a podcast note? Jesus. let me see if I could guess what you mean by this. Shit shift. The only thing I can think of is you were on the toilet too long and you needed to spread your butt cheeks a little bit to make sure that it doesn't creep. Oh, let's talk about this. You know how when a poop creeps down the side of one cheek?
No, you're making it gross.
You said shit shift.
It's just another sign that you're getting older when you have to take your poops in shifts because your back is hurting.
Oh, that kind of shift.
Yeah.
Oh, your poop threw your back out.
Well, it's just I can only stay there for so long.
Yeah. You're not supposed to stay on the toilet for that long. You do actually use the bathroom for a lot longer than I'm used to.
Yeah.
So when you have to go to the bathroom, let's talk about it.
Well, because...
Yeah. So when I go to the bathroom, it's because I have to go to the bathroom and I go in there. Mm-hmm. The movement takes place. I don't linger. And then I wipe and I leave. Is that not how it works for you?
This is how I think guys, can be different than women. You know how, for a woman, you have to have, foreplay and you really have to, warm her up sometimes?
For poop?
No. Like, for sex, in the beginning.
Yeah.
You can't just, stick it in her right away. She's got to be warmed up, It helps to have, a nice dinner, maybe.
If you care about that
stuff. Nice words. That's what a woman needs. And that's kind of what I'm doing sometimes in the bathroom. I don't have to go in that moment. I just have to be in there for a little bit, and then it'll happen.
Oh, I have a recommendation for you. Mm-hmm. Why don't you wait until you have to go, and then go in there?
Because then sometimes I would probably go days without going.
That's okay.
That's not okay. Then I start to feel bad.
Doctors do say that it's totally normal if you don't go to the bathroom every day.
If you're that kind of person, I'm not one of those
people. Okay, well, we're not those people around here.
But also, yeah, anyways, I'm sorry I brought that up.
Why is that? Is it because now we're all thinking about pooping?
It's funny that I have that and then... There's a blank space on my list. And then the next thing is, here's what I have written down. Companion love, nastiest thing about you.
So
those are just my notes to spur what I was going to say.
What's the nastiest thing? Is it shit shift? Is that the nastiest thing or is that not it?
That's not it. Well, remember we were talking the other day and I was like, what's the nastiest thing you do?
Are you about to say a nasty thing?
But it's just funny. No, there's other
I do or are you going to admit things that you do?
I'm just saying that we are now transitioning into the companion love mm-hmm. of our, you know, life together.
Yeah.
And that's when you learn how to like live your life together.
Yeah. So what's the nasty stuff?
Well, we talked about that before. Like, we want to talk about what's the nastiest thing about you.
Like, nasty as in mean or nasty as in disgusting? You really gotta clean these thoughts up. Which one are you talking?
I wasn't thinking thoughts, but we can go in any direction.
So when you said the nastiest thing about you.
Yeah, like the grossest thing that you do.
Gross, okay.
Yeah, are some gross things?
Not mean things.
Not mean, no.
Yeah.
Gross.
Because more often we're actually mean to each other than like nasty, gross to each other.
Are we mean to each other?
I mean, yeah, that's how fights work, I think.
Oh, yeah.
A little That's what people do, right? You're really nice to each other for like, you know, a year, year and a half, and then you can be yourself. And then you can really just tempt it to all be temporary. Mm-hmm. What if I just replace you with that? Oh, yeah. By the way, look at the camera. Please look at the camera. And now I'm going to crop in. I do wish I had the TV up. I'm going to actually look up. I want you to vamp for a little bit. I am going to bring up an image of Gerda Turdberger.
No.
And I'm going to send it to the TV.
I let you joke about everything.
It is amazing. Once you see it, you can't unsee that you have some very similar characteristics.
I'm having a very bad month. I'm having a very bad month. First, I was called a corporate Karen by a coworker. And now I'm called a Karen activist by my boyfriend.
Let's see. I'm going to pull up an image that looks exactly like you first.
Oh, my God. You're going to pull up an image of me. Oh, my God.
This is going to be so good. So good.
Yeah. I wanted to date somebody funny, I said. I wanted to meet somebody who could make... you know, me laugh. Well, I can't see anything anyways.
Whew, it's not working. You got lucky. Anyway, it is amazing to me that you, like, she has, are they blue eyes? I think.
My eyes are blue. I don't know. She does not have blue eyes.
Hers are blue, yeah.
No, she's got green eyes.
No.
I think she's got hazel eyes like you do.
Nope. It is very, very blue. Here we go. You ready? Choose content. Start mirroring. There we go. Look at that.
Ooh, that does not look like me. I am so much prettier than her. You make me want to act like her when you call me her that.
When you call me her that?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at the camera, please. Please look at the camera.
I hate you so much. I'm going to put my hat back on. That does not look like
her. I just love that she...
Was this when she got off the plane?
This is when she got off the plane and they were asking her. I just love that she... was there for a day and then was sent away. And then this is when she said, I don't know. There were some people are still there. Some people
got sent away. She's just a puppet by the media. I mean, girl is still dressing like she's 12 years old.
The frog hat on the boat.
Yeah, she's not a child, but they still have her dressing like a child. And I think that's a PR play.
Maybe so. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if it was, if it was kind of part of the plan to make this chick, I don't know, more annoying. Like, why did anybody listen to a 12-year-old girl in the first place? Ever. Can you explain that?
I don't know.
Can you explain that to me?
You got some explaining to do.
That's right. Well, so, what else we got? What else we got here? What's on your note? What's on your list? You got any vocab for us? You got any jokes? Any Chad CBS jokes?
No jokes today, but I have been thinking, I feel like a revolution might be coming.
What kind?
Like an American revolution.
Because of the protests?
there are like just a lot of signs indicating people are kind of getting to the boiling point.
Uh-huh. That's true.
So I have written down here signs of a revolution coming. Here are some of the things.
Okay.
Inflation. Prices have just gone up so high, so quickly. And now I'm spending $50 for three things at Fry's.
True.
Okay. People can't afford it. That, along with all of the visibility into seeing how the government is actually spending our tax dollars.
But people fought back against that. Like, as soon as, like, everybody wants you to do it, but then when you do it, they all cry foul. And then they whip up a storm of anti-Doge rhetoric.
Which brings me into the next reason is the surgence of independent news media. Because it's these public news sources that are being funded by billionaires that are brainwashing people. So there's like a huge divide between what people are listening to.
Well, there's another one too. And that's it goes right along with it. And that is that TikTok does lie. People make fake things and then post them. And then of course, anyone, if you see it, you might believe that it's true when it's not, which is also very dangerous.
Yep. Yep. And then there was that fake shooting that you called out on Adjust Your Shorts where the
rubber bullet shooting. Yeah. The woman who got shot in the ass or in the leg and you totally can see that she flinches
right before. Yeah.
To the shot beforehand. Like she knows it's coming. And then she turns around to look to see, and then the guy shoots her.
Yeah, the National Guard is not going to shoot a news reporter. What?
Nope. Yep.
No, that is just, that's absolutely ridiculous. And that's a story that they're trying to feed the people.
How wild is it that you see him turn and fire at her? I don't think that was supposed to be in the shot.
I don't think so either.
I think that was accidental.
Or maybe it was because the news line that came out after that, wasn't it something like in Trump's America,
yes,
the media is getting free attacked.
Free speech,
In Trump's,
Trump's America, free speech is under attack in Trump's America. Literally under attack. So that was for the headline. They did, I think they said, oh, this will be a great headline. Imagine if we also shoot you. Okay. I mean, was it even a National Guard person or was that a staged television crew prop? Were those guys just dressed up for the part? Maybe it wasn't even actually active military. And they just said, hey, we can get some, costumes.
I'll just run over here and stand right here for a second.
Well, or wardrobe. What if it's all four of those guys were actually not police and they were just staged for that shot? Who knows? But whatever the case is, it certainly looked like she knew it was coming when she got hit.
And then we have the Maglagioni case.
Luigi?
Luigi
Mangione?
Yeah. That case. I know. I have trouble remembering his name.
La Maglione. Luigi Mangione. La Maglione. Pasta carbone all'aglio.
Yeah. So there's that too.
Mm-hmm.
American Pope. Which people are not even talking about anymore.
We've got an American Pope in London.
Oh my God. He's in London?
No, American Werewolf in London was that movie.
And then this morning, there were those Minnesota killings.
When? This morning?
This morning, talking about the Minnesota, bow, bow, bow.
That's crazy. The senator shot and a House of Representatives member of the House killed in Minnesota. Now, that's the kind of thing. This reminds me of the Warren Buffett statement. Anytime, if you want to fix a deficit, anytime the spending is 3% over GDP, no members of Congress are eligible for re-election because it's the members of Congress who are on the take from the big companies that are fucking over the entire economy. And what's really wild is it does boil down to only a few hundred people. A few hundred people are ruining it, and it's probably not even all few hundred. It's probably under 100 people are ruining it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this actually yesterday. So my brothers and Bill, our dad, my stepdad, we all got together and had a nice discussion. And it was like a think tank of minds that are paying attention, that are active. And, you know, we were talking about all of these, you know, all these different kind of aspects of what it is to control. And it really kind of boils down to somehow the minority are the people that are kind of evil in nature, that they have that heart of just sin, you know, sinister behavior. And somehow they manage to control the rest of us who are kind of like, I'm just kind of happy-go-lucky. I just want to do stuff. I want to experience laughter. I want to have a good time. And somehow that's a problem for the people that need to be in control. Like, what is it? What is it that's in their system, you know, that needs them to stuff the souls into the koala super deep borehole and make oil out of people's souls? You know what I mean? Just smushing people and just, yeah, get that money.
Money and power. Money and power.
Yeah, it's wild. It's
power and control.
But at the same time, you know, so I think that my answer to your position on this of whether or not there's going to be a revolution soon, the answer is no, not until the food disappears. Once, no revolution will happen because everything is way too comfortable. Even with the complaints that we have, $50 for the couple things at the store, you know, it's $250 to go shopping for the week is pretty, that's the standard now. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I think my mom would spend $50 and it would feed the family for a week. Mm-hmm. And now it's just, it definitely has gone up insanely.
Yeah, it's $250 for food in the fridge for a week, but that's outside of eating out.
But also wages
have, not all of the meals.
Wages have gone up a bit. So, you know, I think that as long as you have food available, you're going to be okay. If the food runs out and we can't get it, and we're starving, that's when things will go sideways. And I really don't think that's going to happen, because one of the things that we do in the United States, the one thing that we still make is food.
Corn.
Beef, corn, vegetables, soy, we grow food. Potatoes, we have lots of land, and it's very rich for growth. So as long as there's land that you can grow food in, I think we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I kind of am just an optimist like that. I don't want there to be a giant revolution. I think there needs to be a shift in the way that things are done. I think it's kind of happening naturally. I think that with AI coming around the corner, money is going to become less valuable. And what's going to become more valuable is skills and abilities.
Yeah, yeah.
But who knows?
We're going to be screwed when that happens. Why? Guess people.
Only the people that don't know what the fuck to do.
Most people don't have any kind of skill.
Yeah, well, those people will be rendered obsolete by the AI who can do their jobs.
I feel like I'm going to be one of those people.
Oh, what, Pearl? Take it easy down there. She's scared. She's like, it smells in here.
Yeah. It smells.
No, you're going to be fine because you like the idea of gardening and doing that kind of stuff. I mean, when the shit hits the fan, that's when we're going to start a garden and that's going to be your job.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. Once the shit hits the fan, we're going to have chickens and pigs and a cow and a garden. And we're just going to defend our garden
from our BB guns.
The hardest part is going to be like, as soon as, you know, anybody catches wind of the food that's over here, we're going to be out of food. No, I'm not too worried about it. I just don't think it's going to go that way.
Man, we'll see. But yeah. There is a really good point where as long as our bellies are fed, then.
As long as there's food. But you know what? We're sitting pretty. So I like that we have a mobile solar thing. The Tesla car is a backup battery. So we will have power. The electric motorcycle is a backup battery. We will have power. Mm. I can rig a way to, hook up. We have backup power. We can literally plug in the house and run it. Off of what we've got, just hooked up to the little mobile unit out there. So, you know, Bill's garden is going crazy. They've got tons of food in the garden over there, and that's just from one season of having his little sister full-time looking after it. Mm-hmm. I think 2 months ago when we were over there for an Orno, the garden was just getting started. Right now they're harvesting food.
Amazing.
You just have holes in the ground that you put water in. So as long as there's water... And Bill has water, so we can go over there and collect water too. So,
All right, what else you got?
I don't have anything. Let's see if there's anything we didn't get to last week. We're going to go the full hour. So we're at 45 minutes. Fat 40s. Nope. That's what I have. Because you said...
Fat 40s?
Yeah. When you're 40, oh. If your weight changes 5 pounds or 10 pounds, that's just your new weight now. And we are both struggling with it, but only because we've been drinking plenty of beers and eating well. But as soon as we skip one meal, you're down a pound. I'm down a pound.
Yeah, and then I drink a beer, and then I'm up a pound. It's just going like that. I think that's what it means. Then you just kind of hover around there. Because you don't want to make the hard sacrifices anymore to, you know, get down 10.
Downtown.
Get down 10. Downtown. Down, down, down. Yesterday I just really just needed to lose 2 pounds. Now I need to lose 3.
But you were down to only needing to lose 2 pounds. So.
Yeah, it was 4. And then it was down to like just losing the 2.
Now we're back up to 3. And then tomorrow.
I really want it to be, you know, 8 pounds less. But that's, I'm trying to be realistic.
And do 4.
From where I was, yeah.
And then 4 more.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a great topic of conversation. Losing 2 pounds. Why people hate us.
Everyone wants to lose a little bit of weight. Even elite people like us.
It's, oh my God. Ugh. It's hard. It's hard. And I think like my body is like shifting as well.
Sam and Nicole definitely need to lose some weight for sure. Those two are fat as fuck.
Yeah, the fattest are out.
Sam, I hope you're listening to this. Yeah. Hey, Sam, you guys should come to that comedy show. I'll just call people. I'm going to invite people specifically.
When they come play, why wasn't I? We did.
Terrell.
You didn't listen?
Terrell, you're invited. Sam, you're invited. You can bring Nicole. Richie, obviously, you're invited. So be there. July 17th.
July 17th. Yep.
Desert Ridge. New Faces of Comedy is what you want to look up. And you put my name, and then your ticket will be free at will call. I think that's the way that it works. Double check. Look at it. But that was the story that I heard. Yeah. And I'll do nice. 4 minutes there. And then whenever I know where I'm going to do the 10 minutes, the actual paid set, mm-hmm. which is really fun. It's a really fun thing to have done this long enough now that I'm comfortable and getting invitations to actually do some real stuff.
I feel
stuff.
Like we need to do a disclaimer really quick because I just realized that you made an announcement and this is going to be publicly... broadcasting.
Humiliated. Yeah.
It's going to be shared publicly, you know, of where, you know, we are going to be on this date at this time. And I just wanted to make a disclaimer that we are not actually racist, that we love all people. Brits, Aussies, you're all good in my book.
If you don't think any of this is funny, it's not for you.
It's all jokes.
Because I'm going to say shit that is offensive on purpose, but I think it's a little bit funny.
Yeah.
And magical.
Yeah. And also, you shouldn't talk like that.
And also, some of these jokes you've heard already, probably. Some of these jokes are going to be stuff that you may have seen on this show. So if you don't like that, don't go. In fact, actually, you know what? Don't go to the show. All right?
Yeah, we won't be there.
I am excited to announce that we also are going to bring in our very first guest soon. We're going to put them right between the uprights. We're going to have them sit right here in the hot seat. And we're going to go 3 up on a podcast. We'll bring in Sal, who's been the host. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? Let's go ahead and say Cheers Tavern.
I'm so excited. Sorry.
Friday night, Cheers Tavern is such a great little open mic and hang.
Cheers to that.
If you want to come down, even if I'm not there, but I'm going to try to go on every Friday, go to Cheers Tavern Friday night. They have a couple pool tables, some dart boards. They do open mic comedy followed by open mic music, and it's actually probably the most fun cross between. You can also have a conversation and be fun with your friends, and if a comedian goes up that you like, you can pay attention to it, and it's just it's actually kind of a really cool blend. And the host of that is Sal, and he's set it up to make it very comfortable, and so we're going to have him on the show, and then we might start actually recording and posting to the Bomb With Me Comedy Network, the stand-up show that is the open mic on Friday nights. So look to that coming soon. Look to the future and see that coming soon. Now, what were you about to interrupt me with when I...
I was going to talk about the cat. No, I'm kidding. No, Well, because you started talking about having a guest, and that's where my head was at. I didn't know you were going to shift and talk about Cheers, but I'm so excited to have a guest, and I have so many segments that I've started bringing up on the show that never really took off. So
bring back the old segments.
I'm going to bring them back, and I'm not going to tell him ahead of time what they are. He's going to be on the hot seat.
Good. I've got those too. Shit I thought was funny. Shit I can't believe. Shit I think would make a good movie. Shit I just found out that isn't shit what I thought it was from my childhood. I've got one of those right now. And that is, everybody hears a song, and then when you're a kid, you just assume that the lyrics are "Turn your knees to the thunder cheek." When the song is "Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap" by AC/DC.
No, you thought it was
Turn Your Knees to the Thunder Cheek. Yeah, turn your knees to the thunder cheek. Shit that I think would make a good t-shirt. Shit I never thought I'd masturbate to. Deep shit and garbage or greatness. Shit I'll never tell my girlfriend what you wrote down.
I was wondering if you're ever going to see that. I wrote that a long time ago.
I got one. Shit I'll never tell my girlfriend. Let's have a baby. Oh, kidding. I might say that one day, but only if comedy takes off and we get really old and bored of everything. I'm kidding, Jesus.
And it's too soon for me to joke about. It's one of those things. When I tell jokes on the stage, I won't be able to joke about that one yet because it's still too close.
Yeah. Well,
it's still too close.
You know, you got to embrace you know what you need to do? You need to embrace your inner Gerda, and you can easily make fun of yourself by saying, "My boyfriend says I look like Greta Thunberg. So we're going to break up soon."
We have a show called All of This is Temporary, and let me tell you, that has never been more true.
His next girlfriend is just, I replace you with a different chick that has brown hair and blue eyes and talks with a Norwegian accent.
Yeah. No, I do have one childless joke that I'll...
Nice.
That I'm going to tell on the stage. I told you. It kind of is more of the... I told you the premise.
Well, we've got some really good teasers. I'm actually super excited to see you try comedy. I hope you have
set your... I'm terrified because I try to tell you my jokes on this show and I get crickets back. So...
Babe, I laugh all the time at shit you say. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, well, earlier you said I need to have a more of a thought.
The game is, you make if you make me laugh, then you're good at it. So you make me laugh in real life, and I'm a picky eater when it comes to comedy. So I think you'll be good at it.
You're a picky eater.
I'm really excited about you trying it. And I think the whole expectation should be, I'm going to go up there and it's going to be crickets. And if you get a couple chuckles, you did great. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't blank out on everything that you were going to say, which is going to happen, you're going to do great. But go up with some notes, you know, have a few notes in your hand. Actually, you should go up with no notes and just absolutely shit the bed. That's what I did on my first time. I'm just like, I had no notes. I've never gone on stage at Stir Crazy with notes. I always go up with a set because I want to look like I know what I'm doing. But I go up with notes at the Friday one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's more laid back.
Lots of stuff to look forward to. I'm really excited. But hey, this has been a fun one. It's been a couple weeks and it's really nice to have you back. I thought we lost you forever there.
You did?
No. just after that last episode where you fell asleep in the chair and your back was hurting and everything was going wrong and you just couldn't do it anymore.
That's when I hit the weed early in the day. That's kind of what happens. Yeah. It happened yesterday too. Cause remember I took a hit right before in the afternoon when we had nothing else left to do.
Yep.
Except watch a movie, which was so great. But then I fell asleep right away.
Boy, that's making me want to hit the weed. You know what? We're going to get out of here and go hit the weed.
And then I'm going to go help Dad.
Go move a couch. So until next time, this has been fun. All of this is temporary. We're your hosts. That's Melody Gates. I'm Ray Stone. And we will see you next week. So
bye.